My name is Verdi Oosthuizen. I'm a partner at Chepstone & Wiley Attorneys.
My name is Kate Oosthuizen, and I'm also a partner at Chepstone & Wiley.
This is the second in our series of podcasts relating to the Protection of Personal Information Act. And today I'd like to talk a little bit about information officers.
Well, information officers are mandatory in terms of the Act. So you've got the information regulator who will administer POPI compliance across South Africa. But an information officer will be responsible for POPI compliance within businesses or entities.
Can you just get away with not having an information officer?
No, but that's an excellent question. There is no threshold in terms of POPI. POPI applies across the board. So whether it's a sole prop, partnership, a trust, you're going to need to have an information officer.
And what happens if people don't register an information officer with the information regulator?
Well, they have thought about that in advance. And there is an automatic information officer designated by the Act.
What you're saying is that the head of any kind of an organization will be the automatic information officer.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And what happens if the head of an organization doesn't want to be the information officer?
Well, then an information officer can be appointed or authorized by the head of the company. And for example, at Chepstone & Wiley, our managing partner would ordinarily be the information officer in terms of POPI, but that responsibility is going to be delegated to Verley.
What am I going to have to do as information officer?
All the things.
And what are those things?
As information officer, you will be responsible for compliance. It will be necessary for you to educate the company and train the staff with regard to compliance, as well as deal with any requests that come from the public or customers, and to deal with investigations from the information regulator.
Now, is it possible for people within the organization to just say, I don't want to deal with POPI compliance at all. The information officer within the organization is dealing with it, and I don't need to know anything.
No, not at all. POPI needs to be in the DNA of the business. Everybody needs to be trained. Everybody needs to be aware. And especially in big corporations, you're going to have to speak to more than one person to have an understanding of the information you receive, why you receive it, and how it's going to be processed. And only then will you be in a position to assess whether there are any compliance gaps and what potential risks are or breaches to protection, and take steps to mitigate those risks.
I know with any kind of a legal issue, people will say, well, I didn't actually know the law. What is the answer to that when people say, well, I wasn't aware that there was a law like that, or I didn't know that I had to do that? What will the information regulator's attitude to that be?
There is never defense of ignorance in terms of the law. It will be up to the information officer to keep abreast with various evolutions of POPI and to make sure that everyone is compliant.
Now, if you are going to be appointed as an information officer in terms of this act, there is something on the information regulator's website. It's a guidance note relating to the appointment of information officers, and it is quite important to have a look at that. But as we've said in other podcasts, the information regulator has made it completely clear that their officers is not going to be training people. And so it's going to be up to information experts such as Chepstone & Wiley to assist you with those kind of training programs. So we are having this podcast series in order to educate people, but this is only the first step in terms of compliance.
And I think it's important to note too that depending on the size and scale of your business and the type of information you deal with, it may be necessary to have deputy information officers. Because the whole point of having an information officer other than compliance is for the information officer to be accessible, especially to clients or customers. And I think that it's probably also important to note that an information officer shouldn't just be any random employee within a business.
So it will usually be a managerial employee and somebody that has got some kind of a qualification or some kind of extra training in data protection compliance. The long and the short of it is you are going to have to get an information officer. The information officer is going to have to know what they're talking about. They're going to have to know where the gaps are, where the issues are within the organization, and they're going to have to be able to mitigate those risks and do that on an ongoing basis. The information regulator is never going to say that it's okay that they didn't know, and big fines could come your way if you don't comply properly.
And that's where we come in. So we would be happy to help you train, happy to educate your staff, and to answer any questions you have relating to information officers.
Please don't hesitate to contact us. Our contact details will follow, and we look forward to hearing from you.